Nora thought of Sam's bedroom, the riot of colors there, and how tranquil this seemed in contrast, the colors stable, fixed, falling through the air. A guestbook lay open, and she signed it in her fluid script, remembering the ex-nun who had taught her cursive writing. Nora lingered. Perhaps it was simply the silence that caused her to take a few steps down the empty center aisle. Silence and this sense of peace and emptiness. The way the light fell through the stained glass windows, the dusty air. Nora walked through this light, red, dark blue, gold. The pews smelled of furniture polish. She slid into one. There were blue velvet kneelers, a little dusty. She thought of Bree's old sofa. And then she had a sudden memory of the women of her long-ago night circle, the women who had come to her house bearing gifts for Paul. She remembered helping them once to clean the church, how they'd polished the pews by sitting on rags and sliding across the long, smooth planks on their bottoms. "More weight this way," they joked, laughter filling the sanctuary. In her grief, Nora had turned away from them and never gone back. But it occurred to her now that they had suffered too, had lost loved ones, experienced illnesses, failed themselves and others. Nora had not wanted to be one of them or to accept their comfort, and she had walked away. Remembering, her eyes filled with tears. Oh, this was silly. Her loss had happened almost 2 decades ago. Surely this grief should not be welling up fresh as water in a spring. It was crazy. She was crying so hard. She'd run so fast, so far to avoid this moment, and yet it was still happening. A stranger slept on the pull-out sofa, dreaming, a mysterious new life within her like a secret, and David shrugged and turned away. She would go home, she knew, to find him gone. A suitcase packed, perhaps, but nothing else taken. She wept for this knowledge, and for Paul, the rage and lostness in his eyes. For her daughter, never known. For Bree's thin hands. For the multitude of ways in which their love had failed them all, and they, love. Grief, it seemed, was a physical place. Nora wept, unaware of anything except a kind of release she remembered from childhood. She sobbed until she was aching, breathless, spent. There were birds, sparrows, nesting in the open rafters. As she came back to herself, Nora became aware, slowly, of their soft sounds, the flutter of wings. She was kneeling with her arms resting on the back of the pew in front of her. Light still fell through the windows in angled shafts, collecting in pools on the floor. Embarrassed, she sat up and wiped the tears from her face. A few gray feathers rested on the tile steps to the altar. Looking up, Nora caught sight of a sparrow winging lightly overhead, a shadow amid the greater shadows. Over the years, so many others had sat here with their secrets and their dreams, dark and light. She wondered if their wild grief, like hers, had eased. It didn't make any sense to her that this place should have brought her such peace, but it had. When she stepped back outside, blinking into the sunlight, Paul was sitting on a stone in front of the wrought iron fence. In the distance, Bree was walking through the grass, her shoes swinging.